Hey, Plambry listeners, you can find every episode on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
What if the golf ball you're playing isn't the number one ball for you? Meet the all-new TP5 and TP5X from TaylorMade. Whether you prefer the softest five-layer tour ball in the TP5 or the fastest, that's now a half a club longer in TP5X, you'll be playing a golf ball that performs like it was built just for you. Available in white, yellow, and picks, you can personalize it with my symbol. No matter which you choose, every TP5, TP5X is designed to help your game. Head to TaylorMadeGolf.com today to find the number one ball for you.
What's up, my degenerates? Welcome back to Plan Bree Uncut, presented by Barstool Sports. I am on like a very, very up. I'm like on a high right now. I think it's just because I've been home. I feel more like myself. I've had myself a great week. I just feel so happy. But I'm honestly going to be on a very, very bad come down because I'm going back to New York, which honestly, whenever I'm not in New York, I fucking hate New York, which is like super weird. So the thing about New York and my relationship with it, I feel like it changes all of the fucking time. But when I'm there, I don't even know if I love it. I enjoy it. I like the city. I love living in the city. But whenever I'm like not there, I'm reminded of how much I miss things like a fucking house, being able to go to a pool, being able to get into my car, being able to see my family, like being able to see my dog, not having to walk to the grocery store and then carry all of my groceries back. Like there's just a lot of things. There's a lot of pros and cons of living in both the city and the suburbs. So whenever I'm not in New York, I'm reminded of the things I hate about it. And whenever I am not home, I'm also reminded of the things I hate about home. So it's like an up and down, and there's a lot of pros and cons to it all. But I had honestly been really, I've kind of been hiding it pretty well. I probably talked about it on here, and you guys are, I feel like you're very, very quick to notice if something's off about me. I just haven't really been feeling 100% me recently, and this recent trip home, because Barstool, everyone at Barstool has like a week off, like I said last episode with Nick. So I went to Martha's Vineyard and I was with all my friends and my family, and I just got to come home and like reset. And I think it was so fucking needed. The week was amazing. I have a lot of stories to tell and to talk about, but this whole episode isn't going to be about that. We have a lot of things to fucking discuss. I don't know where I want to start because there was a lot of crazy shit that happened in Martha's Vineyard. I got fucking robbed and I almost like got this kid arrested, and there was this whole fucking scene in the middle of the street, which was insane. And I will explain that whole story because it's kind of fucked up how it happened. So I guess let's just start with that story. We'll talk a little bit about Martha's Vineyard. I want to talk about some TikTok drama, some Addison Rae drama that I've been seeing. I just want to talk, and we need to talk about a lot of things. So let's start off with me getting $400 stolen from me in Martha's Vineyard. So this was the last night that we went out. So this was on Friday night and I was leaving Saturday morning. So this is our last night, our big last hurrah at the club. We were fucking going out every single night. I thought that I was going to chill and relax on this vacation, and obviously I didn't. Obviously I fucking didn't. I don't know what I was expecting. I thought that at least like one day it would be chill and I wouldn't be fucking drunk. But when you're on vacation with all of your friends, you're in a beach setting. Also, it was a hurricane the whole entire week. All we had to do was sit in our house and get drunk. Like it was bound to happen. So it was the last day. We had went through the whole entire week. Been going crazy the whole entire week and nothing bad had happened. Like everything was going great, which is weird for my friend group. Like usually something bad is bound to happen. There is going to be a fight. There is going to be someone getting kicked out of a bar, which my friend Johnny did, but that's expected. And it wasn't for anything bad. He was just falling asleep. He did get denied by 5 Ubers. No, this is funny. So my friend Johnny, I don't know if you guys, if you really, really follow me, you know who Johnny is. He's like my best friend growing up. If you follow me on Instagram and you guys watch my stories, he was like the kid that was passed. He's like the heavier kid that's passed out all the fucking time on all of my stories. So he got super fucked up and we went out to dinner, whatever. He told us that he gave up eating. His words were, he gave up grubbing and he only ordered a salad to fit in. When this kid gets drunk, he's absolutely fucking delusional. Like, nothing that's coming out of his mouth makes any sense. So, like, the whole joke the whole fucking week was that we gave up grubbing. We're done grubbing. Now we can't stop saying grubbing. So he got super fucked up and then he didn't eat anything at dinner. And then by the time we got to the club, obviously he was a fucking mess. He literally, there was this joke the whole time that we were on vacation with him. He like left, he was there for the beginning of the week, that he is just a huge fucking, he's not, but he looks like a huge perv at the club when he's drunk. So we were telling him that he looks like a huge perv. This is what this motherfucker does. Okay. He gets super blacked out. And when he gets blacked out, he just, there's lights on, nobody's home, blank stare. He's like chewing on his tongue a little bit, hands in his pocket, and he doesn't talk. Like, he doesn't say anything. He just goes into the middle of the club, literally the middle of the dance floor by himself, hands in his pocket, bobbing his head, just looking around, looking like a complete perv, like a complete fucking pervert. And we know that he's not a pervert. He's the furthest thing from a pervert, but we know that it makes him super mad when we say it. So we just kept bringing it up the next day, like calling him a pervert, saying that he's a fucking weirdo, saying that he's the creeper that you need to stay away from at the club. He was getting so fucking pissed. It was so funny, but he got kicked out of the club. That night, he got by the back of the neck. The bouncers took him out because he fell asleep. And I guess there was a circle of random men surrounding him saying, get this creep out of here. Because he was just sitting there looking at everyone. It's so fucking funny. And that was after we had already had like the perv joke and the creep joke. That the fact that it was a random group of guys surrounding him saying, get this creep out of here. That's fucking awesome. So he gets kicked out. That's like the only bad thing that had happened. Like, the whole trip, we were all doing so well. Nothing bad was happening. No one was getting into fights. It was just like a really, really good trip, and everyone was on basically their best behavior. And then the last night, of course, because obviously, you know, something bad always just has to happen on the last night, and I can't go unscathed on a trip. Like, something bad has to happen to me or it's not a trip for Brianna. So my best friends from home, one of my best friends, how do I explain this? Like, I don't want to like give names because I don't want to like force on anyone. So my best friend from home, his friend from college lived in Martha's Vineyard. He lives in Martha's Vineyard full time. So we were hanging out with him all week. He was super awesome. He was super nice. We were like, we wish this kid grew up in our town because he fits right in with us. He fits perfect. So even when my best friend from home left, we still continued to hang out with that kid's boy from school. So I'm sorry if that's confusing. Let's just call him John. Okay, so we were with John all week. He's super nice. So seriously, like, one of the most genuine, just nicest, fun people to be around. We were hanging out with him all week. We were hanging out with him when we were sober too. He wasn't just like a drinking friend. Like, we actually became friends with him in this short week and we didn't know him before. So we had all really like trusted him and enjoyed being with him. We hung out with him every single day. So we were with him on the last night at the club. We were with John, and then we go outside and John introduced us to some of his friends that lived on the island with him, that like he grew up with. And I assumed, like, and this is just a stupid of me of thinking, because you can't judge someone's friends off of them. So I just assumed that all of John's friends were as cool and nice and just like genuine as John, because he introduced him as a friend. And I don't know, you know, when you just, you really like trust a person, or not trust, I don't know, just you really like a person and you trust their judgment. That was my fault. Like, this kid, John, is just a very outgoing, super fucking nice, the biggest extrovert. Of course, he's just going to be nice to everyone and introduce everyone. You know, it doesn't mean that everyone he's introducing to me is like him or a trustworthy person, right? So he introduces me to this kid, Corbin Blue. We're going to call him Corbin Blue because he looked exactly like Corbin Blue from the first High School Musical. So he introduced us to Corbin Blue, and Corbin Blue's super nice, like super fucking nice. I was like, oh, this guy's cool. We were going to go to his after party. He literally took my phone, put his fucking address in it, put his number in it and everything. Like, we were going to the after party with John and with Corbin Blue. So we were fucking around, we were talking, and he pulls out his vape and we're all like in a circle talking. And I was like, can I like hit that? Because I had lost my Juul. Anyways, I quit the Juul. I am one day clean. I did hit someone else's Juul today, but I didn't hit mine. And I'm like literally quitting. Like I'm literally 100% done. So hold me fucking accountable to that. Anyways, so I had lost my Juul at this point, or he stole it. Someone fucking stole my Juul. I'm pretty sure it was Corbin Blue. Anyways, I'm like, Corbin Blue, yo, dog, like, can I rip that? Can I rip that vape ski, bro? And he was like, no. And I was like, oh, what the fuck? I thought you were chill. Like, I don't know. If this, anyone asks to hit my Juul, I'm like, yeah, sure. If you're not like a crackhead, if you're someone like I'm talking to, I'm not just going to say no. But he says no. And I'm like, oh, I'll give you $10 for it. And I take out like this wad of cash in my fucking wallet and I go, no, I'm just kidding. Here, have all of this. And as soon, but I wasn't actually giving, it was a fucking joke. I was like, oh, here, no, have all this. Just, and then I was like, just kidding. And tried to take my money back. He rips the money out of my hand. This, and like, keep in mind, like, this is someone that I thought was my friend that I'm in like a fucking conversation with in a circle, joking around. He had just put his number in my phone with an address to go to an after party with him. Like, we were all going together. It was someone that I thought was like a friend, someone that I thought was a normal fucking person, not a scumbag, right? So I was fucking with him. And I'm like, here, take this, whatever. And I was kidding. I was like, no, I'm just fucking with you. Like, give it back. He fucking darts. He literally runs off with $400 in his fucking hand in the middle of a conversation. Like, we were literally fucking joking around. He also took his vape, okay? He didn't even let me hit the vape for $400. So he takes his vape. He takes all of my money. He starts running around, parading it, showing it to all of his boys. And then John, I'm like, John, what's going on? And he's like, I don't fucking know. Like, I'll go get your money back. I don't know what the fuck is going on. I don't know why he's being a scumbag. So we're like chasing him around being like, yo, Corbin Blue, my man, can like I get my fucking money back, dude? And like, keep in mind, like he literally looked exactly like Corbin Blue. So like he was very charming and nice. And like he looked like a trustworthy person. Right? Like Corbin Blue has like a very trustworthy fucking face, right? And you guys know I used to be obsessed with Corbin Blue when I was younger. So I was like, okay, wait, what the fuck is going on? Corbin Blue is a bad guy now? Corbin Blue is a fucking bad guy? So he takes money. He starts running with it. He's showing it to all of his boys. All of his boys start driving by in cars. And he's like running up to them, telling them what's going on, telling them about how he just took my fucking money. I'm like, whoa, what the fuck's going on? That's my $400. And at this point, I didn't want to make a huge thing about it because I was nervous. He had like a whole crew with him and I have nobody at Martha's Vineyard, right? Like he grew up here. He knows everyone on the street. He knows everyone around him. All of his friends are there. They're like trying to fight my guy friends already for trying to get the money back. And meanwhile, John, who I really like, is Corbin Blue's friend. Like they grew up together. They went to high school together. They're boys. And I don't want to come. I was like, you know what? Fuck it. It's $400. Do I need to ruin John's fucking friendship with these people? John met me this week. He probably feels obligated to like get my money back because we've been friends. I've been having him over. He's been hanging out with us. It was like a really awkward position. And I was just like, fuck it. I don't need the money back. It's fine. It's fine. And then all of my friends got involved. Like Grace got involved. She almost beat him up. She almost beat this motherfucker up. I was like, you can't be doing that because the last time you tried to get into a fight, every time she gets into a fight, she gets jumped. So I was like, no, Grace, chill. Like, you're fine. You can't punch this dude in the face because he's going to then punch you in the face. And she like relaxed a little, but we weren't like done. We were like, okay, at this point, I want my fucking money back. And I don't know if you guys have ever been out in Martha's Vineyard, but there's nothing there to do for the cops. So like when the clubs are like, this was last call. So everyone was outside of the club waiting for an Uber and the cops were like there directing traffic and just like making sure shit like this didn't happen. And I was like, I went up to fucking Corbin Blue kid and I was like, dude, can you just stop being a fucking scumbag? The cops are right there. I don't want to make this a big fucking deal. I do not want to get the cops involved. Can you just give me my fucking money back? And he straight up was like, no, fuck you. You gave it to me. You gave me this money. I was like, are you fucking serious? We were joking and having a conversation. Like, how much of a fucking scumbag can you be? You don't actually think someone's going to give you $400 to hit their vape. Are you fucking delusional? It was fucking crazy. And then he like spins the whole story like, no, we bartered. And she was like, I will give you $400 right now for this vape. And I took it out and gave it to him. I literally said, no, here, have 10. Oh, I'm just kidding. Have this. He ripped it out of my hand and ran away. Who the fuck in their right mind gives someone $400 for a rip of a vape? Not even to have the fucking vape. Anyways, so he was like, no, fuck you. And I was like, okay, fuck you. Then now I'm getting the cops involved. They're right there. And I was never going to press charges or anything. I could have. I didn't, because I'm not a scumbag. Like, almost said his fucking name. I don't even care. You can keep that in. Not like Corbin Blue. So anyways, John, I feel so bad for John at this point, because like these are his friends. Like all of these people know John, and now I'm the fucking the scumbag. I'm the scumbag that gave him my money and now I want it back and I'm getting the cops involved. So they're spinning it on me. There's like a group of girls with them who are just like recording everything, making it some huge fucking scene when all I wanted was my money back. Hey guys, quick commercial break. So this weekend, all right, this week, I absolutely got railed. I got railed by life. I got railed by alcohol. I got railed by Nick. I got railed, okay? My body was fucking falling apart this week. And you know what? You know what saved me? The one fucking thing that I can always count on. Good old trusty Black Label Revitalite, okay? I talk about it every week. I don't know what the fuck else I have to do to sell you guys on this. I brought a whole case of it to Martha's Vineyard. My friends fucking loved it. Everyone wanted it. We ran out the first. We ran out way too fast. I should have brought like 10 cases with me, but I can't. I'm one woman, all right? I can't save everyone, but Revitalite Black Label can, and it's literally made for you guys, for stoolies, for listeners of this podcast. So if you haven't tried it yet, I don't know what you're waiting for. I don't know why you would want those miserable hangovers. I don't know why you wouldn't want a little bit of a hangover helper. And that's what Revitalite Black Label is. It's the best hangover helper that I've ever had. It's blue. I love blue. It tastes good and it's super convenient. So if you guys want to check it out, you can now. You can pick it up at Revitalite Black Label today in store or online at the Barstool store, and tweet us or tag us at Drink Revitalite in your morning after stories. All right. Get after it and drink responsibly with Revitalite Black Label. Let's get back to the show. So the cops pulled me to the side and they were like, asking me the story, whatever. I gave them all the details. I told them exactly what happened. I was like, honestly, I don't even fucking care. You can check the security cameras and you can either get my money back or whatever. I'm not like filling out a police report for this. I'll take the L on this one. I'm not here to get this kid arrested and make a huge fuck. Like, I don't know what he's going through. Maybe he really need $400, right? That's where I'm at this point. And that's what I'm saying out loud. And everyone's like, no, fuck that, Brianna. Like, you can't just let someone take your money. You can't just like assume that they're going through something and need the money. No one just gets to steal your money from you. So they got me all riled up and I'm like, no, yeah, no, you're right. Yeah, fuck that. Give me my fucking money back. You can't just steal my money. So now I'm like, okay, we need my fucking money back. We go over. I like try to respectfully talk to him and be like, can I have my money back? And he's like, you fucking gave it to me. Like this, you bought my vape. I'm like, dude, no, I didn't. Why are you saying this? So everyone's freaking out. Then a street fight breaks out between John and all of his good friends because that kid stole my money. There's all of these side fights going off. My friend Jake is there with me. Nick was super sick, so he was at the club, but then he went home. So my friend Jake is there with me. If you follow me on Instagram or Grace on Instagram, it's the kid that looks exactly like Nick. So everyone thinks that Jake is my boyfriend and they're like trying to fight him because of me. And he's just like going with it. He's like trying to fight him. But then like these huge kids came up to him and he was like, oh, I don't want no problems, like I'm good. And at this point, this car drove by and the Corbin Blue who stole my money, he went up to this car and started like dapping them up and shit, and then the car sped off. So I'm like, okay, he just gave that car my money. There's no way in hell I'm getting the money back. I don't even care about this huge fucking scene. We're never gonna get my money back. I'm leaving tomorrow. I'm not coming back to Martha's Vineyard to get this money. There's no way I'm getting the money back, right? Because a car drives by. So I'm like, all right, guys, let's get a fucking Uber. Let's get out of here. I'm so sorry, John, that this had to happen. You had to get into a fight with your friends. Like, I'm so sorry. And he's like, no, Brianna, I just saw the cops pull a wad of money out of his pocket. Like, they have your money. We're not leaving without your fucking money. Keep in mind, that John is someone that I met this week, and all of those people are like his friends. Like, that's how much of a good person that this fucking kid is. He was like, no, you're getting your fucking money back. Go over there, try to get it. I don't know why he's doing this. I don't know what's going on. And he, like, obviously, like, those are his friends. He doesn't want to get them in trouble. And at the same time, he's like, they can't just steal your money. So I'm like, okay, you saw the wad of cash get taken out. Let me go fucking, I don't know, try to get it back. Cop comes over to me. We start talking. I don't know. They're just asking me a bunch of questions. And they asked me to, like, name all the bills that I had. I named all the bills that I had. Gave me the wad of cash, and they were like, stay away from vapes or like something like that. It's super fucking humiliating. And then, like, they walk away, and then there's the whole crowd. And I'm sorry, they asked me if I wanted to, like, press charges because they had this kid, like, detained because they did find all my money in his fucking pocket. And I was just like, no, obviously the purpose of it, I don't want the person to go to jail. It's like fucking, I don't know, have a court date and then like, what if that like ruins their life? I don't know. If he like hurt me or physically like assaulted me or one of my friends, obviously I would press charges, but I don't know. Is that stupid? Would you guys have press charges? I wish I had like someone right now to ask, would you press charges? I don't think it's really worth it. Like, you know, he just took my money and he gave it back, right? Like, it's not like he hurt anyone physically or I don't know. It was just, I keep saying it was just $400, but I know that that's a significant amount of money. But to me, that was like all of my stripper cash, like that from the strip club that I've been using as fake money. And also cash to me is so fake. Like, I never have cash. So I've just like, people were paying me for shit on the trip with cash instead of Venmoing me. And that's just fake money to me. So at that point, I was just like, I don't want anyone to get in trouble. He can keep my fucking money. I'm not pressing charges, but they gave it back to me. And at the end of the day, I don't know, everyone fucks up. Maybe that kid was hammered and maybe he needed $400 for something. So we didn't press charges. We let them go. We got in an Uber. Fucking John comes with us. He felt so bad. It's nobody's fault besides like me and the kids. Like, I should have never been so trusting to a person. I completely read the situation wrong. I read him wrong. I thought I too trusting. I think that everyone has good intentions because I would never, ever in a million years steal money from someone. But, you know, not everyone is a good person. So I have to stop being so trusting, and that person needs to stop being a scumbag. So I'm glad we could settle that. I'm glad I got my money back. I think he did steal my jewel. I didn't even get his vape after all of that. And now I am clean from jeweling. Like I said, I did hit someone else's jewel today, but that's only once. I'm usually sucking that thing down literally 24 fucking 7. So I'm really, really proud of myself. That was like the only craziest thing that fucking happened at Martha's Vineyard. I don't think anything crazier could have happened than that. I wish you guys could have seen the fucking, oh my God, there was this lady who, she was already on the street fighting with these people for some reason, and it was so fucking funny. So she was fighting with the people that stole my money because there was like a group of them, and she was on the side of the street while all of this is happening, recording, screaming to the cops. He impersonated a U.S. military soldier, veteran. That is a federal law. That's a stolen valor. She's screaming all of this, and I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about? Like, this has nothing to do. And she was screaming, this girl's not lying. He impersonated a federal military fucking militia. And I'm like, dude, what? Like, you're not helping my case because you're making me look like a crazy Karen. Like, you, what the fuck are you talking about? The cop turns around, knows her by first name, goes, shut up, Rachel. We don't need this right now. Go home. It's literally 2 a.m. She's like a grown woman outside of this bar by herself screaming stolen valor that this man was impersonating a U.S. military soldier. Had nothing to do what was going on with me. She just wanted to see the stolen valor guy get in trouble. It was so fucking funny. Like, just in the middle of all of this, like while the cops writing down all the information, and she was just fucking screaming that. So the cop like literally just turns around and is like, fucking shut up. This has nothing to do with you right now. Please go home. So she must be like a local that just goes outside of the bar and starts fight after last call. But that was like the very like comedic relief that I needed during that, because I was like really upset and just, I was like so fucking stressed out in that moment, because there was a huge swarm of like a fight going on in the street because of my money being stolen. And it was just too stressful for me. I just wanted to leave and let them, whoever had the money, keep the fucking money. But we got it back. That was a crazy thing that happened. We went back home, had to leave in the morning, which sucked so fucking bad. It was a hurricane the whole time we were there. We had one beach day, one fucking beach day. I spent almost $10,000 on this house for the week, right? And I wanted to, like, this was my vacation that I really wanted. I just wanted a week at the beach. I wanted a week with my friends. I wanted to invite anyone who I wanted to be surrounded with for my week off. For this is like my thing, my summer trip that I wanted to do. And it rained the whole fucking time. It rained not once, not twice, not three times, not four times, not five times, not six times, but 7 days out of the week that we were there, it rained. It rained the whole entire fucking time. We got one fucking day. One day. It was so fucking annoying. So like we were forced to just go to bars, be inside, get fucked up, because we couldn't even enjoy being outside. It really fucking sucked. So we kind of did fuck up the house a little bit. We didn't break anything at the house, but we were so stuck, like we were stuck inside of the fucking Airbnb, that all we could do was get fucked up in it. And obviously it was a mess and it was fucking a bitch to clean. And leaving, I'm stressed. I deleted the app that I fucking got it off of. It wasn't actually Airbnb. It was called something called Vrbo, V-R-B-O. There was like no Airbnbs left on Martha's Vineyard when I booked it. I deleted the app when I left because I don't even want to see my review. I didn't break anything though. I didn't break anything. I don't know. I'm just stressed that we forgot to take the trash out. So I was really stressed about that. But we took all of the trash, like we put all of the trash in trash bags and we put them in the trash bins, but we just didn't bring the trash to the trash men because we missed trash day. So I'm really stressed about that. And that's it. That's the only thing I'm stressed about, because we didn't break anything, which is really amazing for the crowd that was there and the amount of fucking drinking we were doing. That's always the scariest part of like renting a house with your friends. It's like, whose card are we going to put it on? Whose fucking card are we slapping this on? Because you know that something is going to get destroyed. Something's going to get fucked up. And especially if it's like a summer trip with your boys, dude, you know that you're getting fucked up. You're bringing your friends from high school. They're usually fucking crackheads. Like all of my friends together is just bound for a really, really horrible, horrible, horrible experience in the best way possible, though. Like the most destructive, immaculate story. That's what it is when me and my friends are together. Like it's an immaculate storyline. It's always so much fun, such good vibes, but it's a very destructive one. So I am actually shocked and pleasantly surprised that we didn't break anything. We took actually really good care of the house, which I was super proud of. And yeah, we still couldn't stay past checkout in the hurricane where we had nowhere to go. We did get kicked out, not kicked out, but it was time to go and we weren't allowed to stay. And the cleaning lady came and was like, are you guys gonna fucking leave? We were like, well, there's no fucking Ubers. Every taxi we called said no, sorry. And it's torrential downpouring. We have so many suitcases right now, so we had to sit on the front porch for about 45 minutes waiting for someone to come get us, and someone finally did. We left. I'm sad to leave. Still home right now. When this airs, I will be back in New York. Hey guys, quick commercial break. So this is something that I have recently really fallen in love with because I've been alone a lot. This is the Taser Strike Light. I've had one forever. You guys know I sleep with it next to my bed. But I find myself alone on vacation a lot. I find myself alone at my apartment a lot. And I just feel like the Taser Strike Light makes me have that extra comfort blanket. I'm alone walking a lot at night. I'm just a woman, and women in general are always looking over their fucking shoulder because the world is a scary place. And if you feel like you need a little bit of that extra like security blanket, a little comfort. Or if you know you're just a paranoid fuck like me and you're too much of an idiot to carry a gun with you, or you know, you just don't know how to handle one, this is the perfect medium for everyone. It literally combines a flashlight and a taser in one. It has this crazy scary like stun gun feature that would scare the shit off of an attacker. It would repel someone for fucking miles. It's a horrifying little machine that it is. It's amazing, and it's rechargeable. It's high powered. It's amazing. I think that everyone should have one of these in their back pocket, in their purse, in their backpack. Anyone that feels a little bit unsafe, lives alone, you should definitely check this out. So Taser Strike Light is available without a permit in most U.S. states, and you can get the Taser Strike Light at Taser.com with promo code PLANBREE. You can save 15% now at Taser.com with promo code PLANBREE. It's already affordable itself, so with this 15% off, that's amazing. So it's spelled TASER.com, promo code PLANBREE, restrictions apply. You can see the site for details. Let's get back to the show. Very fucking sad. I'm super sad to go back to New York, honestly. It's the apartment. It's literally my apartment. It's like so suffocating. I think something that's really important to have is like the comfort of home and just like something that's not suffocating. And it's not like I'm asking for like this amazing, huge, super beautiful apartment. Like, I know I can't afford that. I'm pretty fucking broke. But just like someplace that feels comfortable and feels like home. Like, my apartment is suffocating. It's just gross. Like, not that it's dirty, that it's like not updated. It's like really old and nothing works. We don't even have a dishwasher. Like, we don't have laundry. There's not even a gym in the building. You can't even go on the roof. Like, it's just so suffocating. My landlord made me take my fucking AC out. It's 700 degrees in there. He spies on me. He changed the locks to the whole entire building and did not tell me and Grace, did not give us keys for 4 fucking days. That's crazy. I called him 10 times, no answer. Texted him 14 times, no answer. Our Wi-Fi got broken. Kept calling him, hey, Victor, man, where are you, dude? Like, our Wi-Fi's broken. We don't have keys to get into the fucking building because you changed the fucking locks on the front door of the apartment building without telling us. How is that allowed? I was like, are we evicted? Did we get fucking evicted? And then my messages stopped sending. I'm like, this motherfucker blocked me. My fucking landlord blocked me for no damn good reason. We don't do anything. We don't make noise. We always like, we don't do anything. We are the best fucking probably tenants to ever live because we don't complain about anything. Our whole apartment's broken and disgusting. We should be complaining about it for the price that we're paying. We never contact him. We never need him. We never ask for anything. We always take care of our trash, our packages. He asked me to take my AC out. I took it out so fucking fast. And then he blocks my number and changes the locks to the front of the fucking apartment. And then when he's ready to talk to me, he unblocks me, comes by and says, I came here once to give you the keys. You guys weren't here. Okay, man. I work a fucking 9-to-5. Grace sleeps half the day because she's a fucking night owl. What do you expect? Maybe you should come by once or twice. Maybe you should knock on the door. Maybe you should send a text. Maybe you should send a fucking call or an email. So that's where I'm at. I want my landlord to respectfully break all of his toes, respectfully, in the best, most respectful way possible. I do want my landlord to break all of his fucking toes. And I want him to, with that same broken foot, I want my AC, that lovely little AC that my dad drove all the way down to put in for me, I want that AC to fall on his broken toes. And then I want him to pick it up and fucking put it back in my window for me and press the little on button and make my room cold because I can't sleep in this hellhole of a horror house that I'm living in. It's fucking brutal. And then I have to sleep on my couch because there's AC out there. My couch is not a couch. It's a trampoline. I'm not kidding. My couch, you sit on it, like, you guys have been on a trampoline before. I'm assuming everyone that in the world has been on a trampoline before. That's the consistency of my couch. That's what it feels like. You sit on it, you bounce up. You sit on it, you bounce up. If you want to lean on it, everything falls. Like, there's no cushion. It's, if you unzip it, it's a trampoline. Right hand to the God I don't believe in. It is literally a fucking trampoline. So when I'm sweating my dick off, I have to go sleep on my couch. And it's not a couch, it's a trampoline. So, yeah, now I'm fucking pissed off thinking about going back to that lovely, amazing apartment that I have to wake up for tomorrow at 5 a.m. I haven't woken up before 9 a.m. in a damn good, long, darn good time, unless I'm traveling, which that doesn't count because when I travel and I travel early, I'm like excited. I'm going on vacation and I have to wake up. I haven't like on my own been like, wake up, babe. And God, since high school, Jesus Christ, I can't wake up. But it's for a good reason. I'm a night owl. I do work in the late hours and I also don't have no fucking reason to wake up early. You know what's something I don't understand? Before we talk about the little TikTok drama, like you guys even care about fucking TikTok drama. I don't know. I kind of care about this Addison Rae UFC shit. We're going to get there. I'm all over the place. Something I never understood. Normal jobs, like mostly all jobs, don't start till 8 or 9. Lots of them start at 9. Like a lot of them, 9 to 5. Like every job is like a 9 to 5. And why did school start at 6, 7:30 in the morning? 7:30 in the morning. Why did we have to go to school that early when you don't even need to go to work that early? This is something I just never understood. And why do they make us get up so fucking early? And now I feel like I know kids that go to fucking, I mean, I don't hang out with children or anything like that, but I feel like like, obviously, I don't hang out with children. I feel like nowadays, you really got to clarify that. I'm not a pedophile. I'm not a groomer. I don't hang out with children. I just happen to know a few kids. I don't personally know them. They're my family members that I actually really don't even talk to. But I didn't need to go into that much detail. They start school at fucking like 6:15. That's ridiculous. That's absolutely asinine ridiculous. What time do the teachers have to be there? 5 in the morning. That's horrible. Also, teachers, being a teacher, if you marry rich, because teachers don't make a lot of money, they should make probably more than they do, but they don't make a lot of money. That's just a given fact. People always get mad when I say that. I don't understand why. It's just like a literal fact. Teachers make shit asshole no money. If being a teacher and then marrying rich would be fucking awesome. That's like my dream. Honestly, that's my dream. That's never going to happen. I can never, ever be allowed to be a teacher ever with the shit that I put out there into the world. I would be a very good teacher though. And I would make these kids fucking awesome, but, that would never be allowed for me. I couldn't be a housewife. I couldn't just be a stay-at-home mom. Like I need a job. I need to feel fulfilled. I need to do something with my life. But being a teacher, you have summers off, you have holidays off, you have like random weeks off in the middle of the fucking year for like April vacation, spring break and shit. That is ideal. Like if you don't need the money, but you just want to work and feel fulfilled. And also like being a teacher would be fun. We all played house when we were little and like played school when we were little and everyone wanted to be the teacher. Everyone wanted to be a teacher when they were growing up because it was just fun to pick and like have, I don't know. I always wanted to be a teacher growing up. Maybe it was just me. But that's ideal. Wow. A lot of my friends are teachers and I'm going to find them some good guys and I'm going to set them up for life because that is my fucking dream. That's my fucking dream. Now I'm just realizing that's my fucking dream job right there. Social media, not my dream job anymore. Actually, I've really, really realized that it's destroying me. It's destroying my confidence. It's destroying everything that I love. It's making me hate myself. Social media, I want out on this shit as fast as possible. So I'm going to go back to school. I'm going to get a teaching degree. I'm going to clear my name on social media. Thank God I use an alias. Thank God I use Chicken Fry. I'm going to clear that shit up and I'm going to be a teacher and I'm going to marry Adam Sandler. That is my fucking goal in life. Wow. Wow. I just had a liberation. Actually, you want to know another funny little thing that happened on the trip in Martha's Vineyard? I got super fucking high every night because I got a really bad hangover the first night, the 3rd of July, and I barely could get drinking for the 4th. It doesn't matter. It was a fucking hurricane. It didn't even feel like the 4th of July. But I was super hungover all day. I couldn't drink till night. And I remembered if I just smoke a shit ton, but I mean like a real, real, real lot. If you smoke a lot at night after you drink, you aren't hungover in the morning. Like you may be a little nauseous, might have a headache, might be tired, but you will not near in any means have the type of hangovers that I'm used to. Like the dying, heaving, need to go to the hospital, need to get an IV, you know, start crying because you're in so much pain hangovers. That doesn't happen if you smoke a lot before bed. So every night when we would come back from going out, I would go out back and smoke like a shit ton to hopefully be recovered in the morning. Brianna, when she is already drunk as shit and then smoking that much, is honestly the best version of myself. I am so, like, I'm like the happiest person in the world because everything is so funny to me. When I'm sober, it takes a lot to make me laugh or for me to like genuinely laugh, like a belly laugh. You have to be really funny. There's only like a certain, I find like three people funny. I have three friends that I genuinely laugh my ass off with, that my stomach hurts when I laugh with them. And it's the best feeling ever. You guys know that laugh where it's just like, it's a real laugh and it hurts and you're just so fucking happy. Those are the best laughs in the world. And I only get those with a few certain ones of my friends, like just on a daily basis. I don't have that many funny friends. I have amazing friends. A lot of them are like funny and cool, but no one makes me belly laugh that much. When I am blacked out and I smoke after, you could say anything and you are a world-renowned fucking comedian to me. On world tour, you're doing stand-up tour right there. My stomach, when I woke up, my abs hurt. Every morning when I woke up, my abs were so fucking sore because when I smoke a shit ton after I'm drunk, or even when I really just smoke in general, I laugh at fucking everything and everyone, and it's the best, most amazing feeling. And I wish that I just wish life was that funny to me, like being sober. But I have this very particular humor and this very, like, really, I don't even know if it's like dark, but I just have a very, very specific humor. And it's probably not even funny to a lot of you guys. Like, I feel like the shit that would make me belly laugh, a lot of people are like, you're twisted. You're twisted and that's not funny. So I have a hard time, you know, genuinely laughing a lot. And I had a lot of that this weekend. Thank you. Brought to you, sponsored by weed. No, just kidding. But that was the douchiest thing I've ever said in my life. Brought to you, sponsored by weed. On that note, let's stop talking about the weekend. I'm going to make myself fucking cringe. I want to talk about this Addison Rae shit real quick. So if you guys haven't known or haven't seen, I don't know why I said haven't known, Addison Rae like hosted, or not hosted, she interviewed, here, I'll just read it to you guys. I mean, I'm sure everyone has already seen this. So Addison Rae like got to do an interview for the UFC fight. She got to interview like one of the athletes. I don't know details about who she interviewed or what she was saying because I didn't watch it, but that's not what anyone cares about anyways. She tweeted a picture of her doing that and said, "I studied broadcast journalism in college for 3 whole months to prepare for this moment." Okay, that tweet in itself, like, I don't think she was being, like, that's comical. Like, I think she's kind of making fun of herself. If not, pretty tone deaf, but I think she was. I think she was like, "I studied for a whole 3 months to prepare for this moment." I don't think anyone can seriously write that and they're not like, it's not ironic. I think she's being ironic and she's kind of poking fun of the fact that she only studied this for 3 months and then look what she gets to do. I don't think she was being serious. And all these fucking people that are freaking out, and it's all like real journalists, people are so fucking salty. Someone Meg Turner quoted it, "I'm offended." Someone quoted it, "Infuriating. Some of us actually got a degree. Poor us. Ah, yes, the girls who's made a platform by stealing from black TikTokers gets a broadcast job after 3 whole months of studying broadcasting. This is some sad shit. Journalists go to school for years to study and master their craft. And this nobody." Okay. Addison Rae is a nobody. Mr. fucking moron. "This nobody steals a job opportunity away from them. The world is ass backwards. So many..." Okay. You all, you sad fucks, all of these sad fucks, yes, maybe you're right. Maybe it's fucked up. Maybe she doesn't deserve it. But what do you morons think? That they're just going to pick up a fucking Joe Schmo that just graduated with this degree and bring him on to interview this person? What is that going to do for anyone? Is that going to bring in any views? Is that going to bring in any new eyes? People are watching the interview because it's Addison Rae. She's famous. I don't know what people don't understand about it. Like, obviously she's going to have these opportunities and do these things. She's a fucking celebrity now. And I hate that people like get mad when I say or when anyone says that Addison Rae or Charli D'Amelio or these TikTokers are celebrities. Yeah, I don't like it either. Okay, I think it's pretty fucking crazy that these people are A-list celebrities now for doing absolutely TikTok dances, you know? It's fucked up. Maybe the world is a little ass backwards, but this is the world. And I don't think people are advancing or understanding that this is like the new media. This is how marketing is going to work now. This is how social media works now. Getting mad about that? What do you mean? Like, what about all of the other celebrities that get to do things or like get invited to places or get opportunities because they are celebrities? This is the same exact thing with Addison Rae. And she was joking with the fucking tweet. And she did a great job, I think. So, just kidding. I only saw one clip, so don't quote me on that. I don't know if she actually did good. But I think people are stupid morons for being upset about this. What are you mad about? Then you go and you go gain 100 million followers. You go gain a massive platform. You go make a name for yourself. And then they might pick you. Then they might pick you to interview someone, okay? What are you mad about? Obviously, a famous person is going to get the fucking opportunity. What do you want her to say? No. I don't get why people are always mad at something. Like, what do you actually want her to say? No, I don't want to do it because people are going on Twitter are going to get mad at me. And then before she did that, people are like, get a fucking job, Addison, right? Get a fucking job. All you do is make TikToks. So she's like, bet. I'll go do this with my 3-month degree. So she gets a job. She does that. And then people are mad. Grow up. Fucking work on yourself. What is being mad about this shit going to do? Also, while we're on the page of people being pissed off, I just have a little take on, and I think everyone can agree with this take. Sha'Carri, oh, I don't want to say her name wrong because she literally fucking corrected the interviewer at the Olympics. Sha'Carri. She said Sha'Carri. Anyways, the fucking amazing, incredible athlete. She ran the 100 meter dash. She absolutely blew everyone out of the fucking water. She like broke a record. She got disqualified from running that in the Olympics because she tested positive for weed, for marijuana. And there's like a huge uproar about it, which I don't understand. Like, it's a rule. Is it a stupid rule? Yes, that smoking weed does not enhance anyone's game. If anything, it would debilitate it. I don't understand why it's a rule when it's legal in 19 states. It's a stupid, stupid, stupid fucking rule. It's still a rule. And she knew that. And so did every other athlete. And she broke it and nobody else did. What is the uproar? Why are people mad? It's a rule. You can't break a rule. You're in the Olympics, and this whole image of being an Olympian is to be this upstanding citizen, you know, say no to drugs. Remember when Michael Phelps fucking got caught smoking weed? He almost ruined his fucking life. Like, that is the whole image behind it. That's why it is a rule. That's why everyone abides by it. And there shouldn't be an uproar. Should they change the rules? Fuck yeah. But I mean, no one else broke it, and she knew the rule, and I think she knows that, and I think everyone will agree with this take. I don't think that's a hot take. I don't think that's a crazy take. I think that's the end answer to this whole situation. I'm fucking pissed she can't run, though. I'm so fucking pissed, and her smoking weed makes it even crazier that she is that fast, and she was, like, barely out of breath after. What a fucking... She's a maniac. She's a superhuman. She's a superhuman athlete. I'm very, very, very sad. And she did it with her lashes on, and they stayed on and they looked fucking good. Anyways, everyone already knew that, but I really, really hope that she can like run it the next Olympics. It's in like a long time. I don't know if like how old she is and how long your body stays that fast, but God, God fucking damn it, why'd you have to smoke weed? Come on. Come on. Or, like, if you're going to smoke it, wouldn't you try everything and anything? Like, I have smoked weed and passed drug tests before because I know the tricks. And I feel like she was like, fuck it. They're not going to catch me. Come on, be smarter. If you're going to smoke, you should have, like, completely fucking detoxed your body and made sure that you did not test positive. I was pretty upset with that. I was disappointed in her because I was rooting for her so fucking much. I hope that they change those rules. And I hope in some other universe she can run that fucking event because she's so fucking amazing and talented. But it's a rule. She broke it. Nobody else did. You get that's a consequence for breaking the rule. Anyways, I am sweating my dick off. I'm pretty pissed. I feel like I talked about a lot of heated topics that got me heated, like my landlord getting all my money stolen, Shikari. I'm going with Shikari. I wish I had the video to pull up. Anyways, I'm not even worthy of speaking her name. She's a fucking insane, so I won't even say her name because what does it matter? Anyways, I am done talking. I'm done. That's it for today, my degenerates.